It's Bucky and Aaron.
What do you think Jonah Hill's playing weight is?
I'm going to say he's 215.
He's 5'7".
He is not 5'7".
Yes, he is. So if you're 5'7", 2 1/4", like you just said, you're a big dude.
You ain't portly. You're a fat ass if you are. That's not portly. If you're 2 1/4" and you're 5'7"?
215. Two and some change.
But I thought the guy was a 5'9", 5'10" guy.
No, he's a 5'7"-er.
Oh, you need to put a lock on the refrigerator. I don't mean to body shame, but he is. He's 5'7".
That says here.
Damn near a jockey.
Are you man enough? Big and bad enough? Are you going to let him shoot you down?
All right, what a game at the Irwin Center last night. What a roller coaster of emotions for Texas and fans yesterday, for sure. Certainly the players. How about the rest of the hour? A lot to do on a Thursday. Buck ons and buck offs. And BK's already put the new diagram together for the t-shirt you want to create.
You got to be a man to wear that t-shirt. Speaking of the four tops, and are you man enough?
I like that song.
You got to have some.
Well, we're talking about the new ticket policy and the new seating plan at Texas. You know, BK. You know, the shirt you created says "Bleacher Bum," right? Bleacher Bum. That could you could wear that to the game.
I think I would wear that. I would wear it maybe one time.
But if you start from the back, it says "Bum Bleacher."
Yeah, that's a good
There's
one.
A huge down arrow pointed down too on the backside.
Huge arrow, monster arrow.
Saw a balloon knot.
I think we can get that done, BK. We can get that done. How much are they going to cost? $20 a piece?
I can probably get it for less than that.
15.
This guy says I can make those shirts for you. Just saying.
There we go.
We got it.
Bleacher.
We're on.
Bum.
Yes. That is a good one.
So weird, man.
What? We're trying to get some. We're talking about getting some mailbox money, right?
And the shirt is white. That's the important part.
Absolutely.
Really white.
Show
the important
really, really
white.
Bleached.
Absolutely.
White. Yes.
Absolutely.
Bleaching your bum?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing,
that's
man.
That's what it looks like, right? It's just, it's full white.
So I don't want to know what it looks like. I'm fine.
Ooh. I'd wear that t-shirt, BK. I think I'd do that. And if you got one with a collar, you put that little balloon thing, I'd wear it
on
the golf
course.
Should
we replace our horn polos with bleacher bum polos?
Golf. I'd wear it out to golf course. Come on now. That's a sad and sick thing to think of.
Bleacher bum. Who would do that? I guess, who's doing that? This is very popular among women, right? The bleacher thing?
How can you do that?
Well, you know, you just play it. Are you man enough? It would take a manly man to wear that to a football game.
I'm talking about doing the actual deed.
Oh, the deed? No, I always joke about that, but I'm not.
Like, I was at Doc Eckert's yesterday, you know, getting my teeth cleaned and, you know, bleached a little bit, polished, cleaning, doing it. Looks, I'm feeling good, man.
We didn't miss a spot and end up down there?
No, exactly.
With a toothbrush?
Like, I don't need that down there. I don't need that all cleaned up.
With a bristled brush? I don't think so. Even better yet, those vibrating ones. Yo.
Yo. Sickos, man.
Come on, I'm
man.
Sorry about that, man.
Sickos. Don't need that done.
Yeah. By the way, you blitzers are getting out of touch. You guys are crazy.
Remind me one of these
His
days
name
to
is
tell
Chris
you
Del Conte, right? Because I'm going to... all these different names people come up with, I don't want to call him... You know,
we were talking with him tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Just
Del,
7.
Can we put? You need to put the name up because I don't want a mistake. I'm going to write that down. Because all these Del Conte, Del Montes, peaches in a can or whatever it is.
Just Del Conte.
Just Chris, right?
Just Chris Del Conte.
No.
CDC.
Just, no, I don't even say his last name anymore. I just say Chris because.
Well, that could be Chris Plonsky then. I'm just kidding.
Well, he knows that. I'm going to be all set. I can't do that other thing anymore.
I had a Chris Pico de Gallo on the.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It's new. Unbelievable.
Hey, let's get some headlines, get you caught up on your busy Thursday in Austin, Texas. UBO Business Services bringing you those headlines. Quite a night at the 40 Acres. Quite a game. It was really a roller coaster. By now, most have heard that early in the day yesterday came the sobering news that Texas sophomore guard Andrew Jones has been diagnosed with leukemia. Led to an avalanche of outpouring on support and social media. For the 19-year-old has already begun treatment of his leukemia. Then yesterday afternoon, Texas basketball announced that their guard, Kerwin Roach, another one of their starting backcourt members, is going to miss the next 2 weeks with a fracture to his hand. So the shorthanded and heavy-hearted Longhorns hit the floor last night against 16th-ranked TCU and played one of their best first halves they've played all season, outscored the Horned Frogs 43-33, took a 10-point first-half lead. Turned around in the second half, though. Horned Frogs rallied, played great. Game tied at 77 at the end of regulation. They go to the first overtime in OT. It was the Longhorns. Dylan Osetkowski drained a three ball from the corner for Texas to give them an 89-88 lead with 7 seconds to go. But TCU tied it as Vlad Brodzianski came back down, hit a 16-footer as time expired. That sent it to double overtime late into the night. Second OT, they continued to punch and counterpunch. With under 6 seconds to go, Texas forward Jericho Sims made a free throw to break an 98-all tie and give Texas the ball with a Texas had a one-point lead. TCU, though, took the rebound on the missed second free throw from Jericho Sims.
Lobs inbounds to Brodzianski. Into front court, here's Fisher driving on Coleman off the glass. Missed it! Rebound, Texas! Ball game! Wolverines win it! Jalen Fisher had a chance! Laid it off the glass! And missed it off the rim! And the Wolverines win in double overtime! 99-98!
Our man Craig Way with the call last night. Not sure how he missed that layup, but it gave the Longhorns the victory. A lot of heroes there. Eric Davis had 22 points. Dylan Ossetkowski, 20. Point guard Matt Coleman played his best game as a Longhorn. 17 points and 12 assists. Shaka Smart, very emotional afterwards.
I'm just proud of our guys, where they fought and battled. TCU's a really, really good team, and obviously they made a lot of big plays that made it tough on us. Our guys really wanted to win for Andrew. He's the one that's been on our minds and on our hearts. And I'm really proud of the way they fought. I hope Drew's listening right now. I hope he knows we love him.
Certainly do. And all of our best prayer wishes and prayers for Andrew Jones and a full recovery from that leukemia. Not as great a night for the Texas women. They lost at TCU, just their second loss of the season. And their first loss in Big 12 play, 79-77, the final there. NBA, a couple of the Texas teams in action, Mavericks and Rockets, both winners. Mavericks held off Portland. Mavericks beat Charlotte in that one. The big upset of the night, the stunner, was in the NBA, where the Clippers stunned the Golden State Warriors, 125-106. Lou Williams poured in 50 points in that surprising win. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant on the losing side scored 40, became the 44th player in the league's history to score 20,000 career points. Did it faster than anyone else not named LeBron James. Speaking of stunning news, how about this from football, where according to an ESPN report, Baylor head coach Matt Rhule interviewed for the Indianapolis Colts head coaching vacancy earlier this week. Rhule just finished his first season in Waco, was an assistant in the NFL before taking over at Temple on his way to Baylor.
Documation is now UBO Business Services. New name, same great people, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Now, if I'm a recruit that hasn't signed early signing at Baylor, I'm going to have some thoughts about where my head coach stands a little bit, even to find out if I found out that he was interviewing for a job when he has a 7-year contract at Baylor and he's trying to turn things around at a program. If I'm a pretty good recruit, I have some thoughts about that, E. I'd think about that. Especially one that didn't sign early. And I don't know if they have any of those. They may have signed a whole class full of kids already that are done. But that would give me some thoughts on going to Baylor as a football player.
Really?
A little bit.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but that's for everybody. You and I disagreed on this in the coach's corner. I just don't. To me, this is just how the industry works. Matt Rhule, I don't think, was seeking out trying to leave Baylor. If the Colts think that highly of him and want to interview him because he's a dynamic young coach and did a great job at Temple, and that's the way the industry goes. Heck, I just saw where UCLA coach Chip Kelly, right, bolted the TV to go back to UCLA.
Right.
Chose UCLA over Florida, according to the reports. He hired Mark Helfrich, the former Oregon head coach, to be his offensive coordinator. Helfrich had been his offensive coordinator at Oregon. Well, there's a report this morning that Matt Nagy, the new coach at Chicago, is trying to hire Mark Helfrich to come to the Bears.
Well, he's an assistant coach, yeah, of course.
As the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Well, he hadn't even been at UCLA for an hour.
Doesn't matter. He's an assistant coach, not the head coach.
Okay.
See, for head coaches, every job when they take it, you hear them say it's a dream job. For an assistant coach, it's like, where can I get to next? Really? Where do I go next?
I think if the NFL calls, you go. I mean, Bill O'Brien was at Penn State for 2 years, and he bolted to the NFL. He came in saying.
And he was in a situation, too, when he got there to try to change things around
just
for
like
what
Baylor,
was going on.
Very similar to Baylor. But you know, if you're that well regarded, I think that's upward mobility. I think that's kind of the way the industry works. And again, as I said earlier, I don't think Coach Rhule, Matt Rhule, put on a wide net and said, "Hey, look, I need an escape hatch and I need out of here. Somebody hire me."
I get one,
well, that's just one. This is the NFL versus college. I mean, there's only 32 of those jobs. That's pretty good. You get one of those gigs and succeed, especially if Andrew Luck comes back healthy. I mean, if you're in that industry, that's the highest you can get. I mean, that's the peak.
Yeah, my deal is just on a group that showed confidence in you. And well, then again, I didn't think Matt Rhule, after going to Temple, would take a job like Baylor. Right. I was thinking that guy's going to be going to go to a better university after what he's turned around at Temple, and he was in the pros.
Well, there's a lot of questions around him. Matt Rhule went 1-11 this year. Now,
I know.
We understand that they lost an entire recruiting class. They're decimated by the scandal.
That's why they gave you 7 years.
And gave you the 7-year contract. But, you know, I think if you're Baylor, if that means you found a really good coach and you talked a really good coach to your campus, if the NFL thinks that highly of him, then go find another really good coach.
Yeah, because I don't think he wouldn't go to take a job interview with the Colts or let that get out.
Unless he'd be willing to take it.
Yeah, I kind of think that.
But he better. If he came home to his wife in Waco and said, hey, I just got a call from the Colts. They want to talk. You better go to the interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then when he comes back from the interview and he's not the guy to get that job, then the folks at Baylor are then going to say,
yeah.
We just gave you we didn't give you a 4-year deal. We didn't give you a 5-year deal. We gave you a 7-year deal.
He went up the road and interviewed with TCU or something.
No.
I mean,
he didn't go to another college. You're right.
This is the National Football League. I mean, if your argument was for a different college, I would agree with you 100%. Especially a lateral college, right? I mean, if Penn State called where he played, I'm not going to blame the guy if it were vacant or empty. But, you know, if another Big 12 school called him, I think that would be different. This is the NFL.
Trying to think as he may think, too. Is this something that I really can't get this thing done here? I mean, can you find out that it's...
I can't speculate that from just taking an interview because... He very well may not get the job, and they're just doing their due diligence in Indianapolis to find the best coach and want to talk to him. His name came up and is on their list. But I don't think that's a stain against Matt Rhule. I think that actually says a lot about how he's thought of in the industry of coaches. I mean, that's a good thing.
I wouldn't think it was a stain against him anyway. The stain isn't against him for looking at that. My deal is his thought process is maybe it's not possible to get done here. It's just after 1 year, maybe you think it's not possible.
I can't draw that from that, though. I can't.
What, him taking the interview?
Yeah. I just think he's taking an interview. That doesn't mean he's like he's begging to get out to me, I guess would be my argument.
But maybe see some writing on the wall there.
Well, this is the cult. This is the NFL.
I know. Somebody said we sound like a couple old ladies talking about this. But it's just that I just kind of been around college football and your ADs feel about you when you go visit places and they've given you a 7-year contract. Now you're going to come back on campus and start recruiting again. Do they just go, we're lucky we didn't lose them? They could do that too. They could say, hell, we're lucky we didn't lose that guy just now.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you want NFL programs thinking your coach is really good. You know, it didn't hurt Bob Stoops for years and years. Everybody used to speculate about Bob Stoops going off to the NFL because they were winning. I think that helped him on the recruiting trail. That, no, I'm staying. I'm here with Oklahoma but I'm that well thought of within the football industry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But, you know, if he ends up getting the gig, that'd be unbelievable to go from a 1-11 season
I know.
To an NFL team. That's going to be hard to sell with Jim Irsay. But, having heard on a few occasions Matt Rhule speak and speaking engagements, he is a dynamic young coach. I mean, he is really, really.
Yeah, he's a go get after it.
I mean, he is. He connects with people. And that's why Baylor hired him. So, all right, we'll follow that story as well. We've also got Texas looking for its 12th coach. We'll continue the college football conversation. Certainly a huge night at the Irwin Center and an emotional day for Texas. What do you say about Andrew Jones? 19 years old. I have a 19-year-old, and it's just unthinkable, this happening. And we know it happens all the time. Cancer is such a son of a you-know-what. But for a young guy who just last spring was flirting with the NBA and put his name in for a grade and considered, actually declared for the draft, just didn't hire an agent, kept himself available to come back, listened to what the league had to say. But this is a kid that just 6 months ago was thinking about maybe being a pro basketball player. This year he's coming back to work on the things they asked him to work on. He's having a great start to the year. He's the leading scorer. He's become more of a leader for Texas, and this comes down just out of the blue. It's another example of how quickly life changes.
Or how fragile life is.
Yeah, how you deal with what comes. But this was completely
He's got a young
out of
body.
Blue.
He's got that mind of a winner, of a champion, that he can go get this done. And the thing about anything you come down with, whether it's something that in a lot of circumstances he can be fatal, you got to think positive. That's what every day has to be. You got to think that you're going to win this.
Yeah,
you're going to be the winner.
That's one thing Shaka Smart said last night before and after the game, or at least after. I didn't hear him before, but he said he's the best fighter on our team.
Yes.
Which, you know, God only gives you what you can handle, right? And this, even though it's shocking, Andrew Jones had a tweet talking about, you know, the best is still yet to come and it's in God's hands. And
that's right.
You know, that's the attitude you have to have every day. He's a fighter. This doesn't mean it's over, but it really certainly is a
no, it's just
kind of
just begun for somebody that's going to have to go through some of the treatments and some of the blood, you know, the transfusions, different things that he'll have to go through. But as I said, he's got that kind of body, and every day has to be a positive day all day long for him, which will be hard. And that's hard to go through.
He's going
to
have a huge support base and support structure.
Absolutely.
The UT athletic department and UT fans and the basketball industry for sure. And you had a player that had cancer when you were coaching.
I did. He had Hodgkin's disease.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that that's a skin cancer, right? Type of skin cancer. Is that right?
I don't know if it was some type of skin cancer. I know it was Hodgkin's. It was the one that.
That's what.
If you were to have cancer, that's the one that you. You don't want it.
Like if you had to pick one?
If you had to pick one, that's the one, I guess. Because I remember him, and he was going, and he was getting treatments done. He's tired a lot. But he went to practice. He went to practice.
He lost
a bunch. He lost a bunch of a ton of weight, but still went out there and practiced on days. But there were certain days that he couldn't practice. And he's got a family. He's overcome it and battled it. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy thing to do because he still wanted to play football.
Well, and Hodgkin's and that type of cancer has been fairly popular among athletes. I can't remember of another athlete dealing with leukemia. And people will, but I mean, you know, there's the kid with the Giants, Mark Herzlich, who played at BC,
mm-hmm.
Boston College.
That's right.
Dealt
another
with
one.
It.
Yep.
There's been a lot of these guys that have dealt with different forms of cancer. I just don't remember a leukemia.
Did Mario Lemieux have leukemia?
He had Hodgkin's.
Or Hodgkin's, okay.
Yeah.
He had Hodgkin's as well. Mario Lemieux is a one for sure. I just don't remember a leukemia, and that's doesn't mean it's better or worse, but certainly our prayers are with Andrew Jones.
Hodgkin's is in the lungs.
Lungs, okay. All right, well, fight the good fight, Andrew, and you'll have all the support you need, that's for sure, and prayers from us and here at the radio station and on this show for sure. But what a scene last night. I still don't know how – Fisher's layup didn't go in. It just is amazing to me that he missed that. That was almost something out of that a 39% foul shooter makes that free throw to put him up, and he misses that layup that was just right there. I mean, it was
divine intervention.
Yeah, I mean, that's 100 out of 100 as Wags takes over for BK, who's getting ready for the midday
show.
Yeah,
that guy can make those layups. He's a really good player, too.
Oh, he's their best player. He's the highest rated recruit ever to go to TCU. Out of, I think, Memphis is where he's from. He's the kid with albinism.
Yeah.
There's a really good article. Mac Engle of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram wrote a cool article about him and what he's had to deal with growing up because he's got that, I don't know what you call that, a disorder, albinism. But, boy, is he a good player.
He's
a really, really good player. And that's surprising. TCU has good players. And if you're looking at TCU, that side of it, you know, they walked into a weird situation for themselves, and I thought they were a little bit lethargic in the first half, whether they were caught up in the emotion of the whole day.
Well, they didn't play the defense they're used to playing early.
Right. That was a weird – and it had to be weird for them, too. I mean, they're walking into a scene where, you know, it's all about Andrew Jones and this horrible story.
Right.
And, you know, they're young people, too. And, you know, they just didn't play a great first half. But in the end, their second half in overtime, Texas couldn't stop them. They could get any shot they wanted, and if Fisher makes a layup, they've won the game. And if you're a TCU fan, you're bumming out because you have three losses. Now, you're now 1-3 in Big 12 play. You lost to Kansas by 4. You lost to OU by 1. You lost to Texas by 1 in double overtime. Those are your three losses. That's how close and competitive the Big 12 is, that you can be at the bottom 1-3 and a bucket here and there or there. You're, you know, right up there with Kansas and West Virginia and the rest. But that's the Big 12, and that's what you deal with.
Yeah, someone's asking, is the school limited in what they can do? I mean,
I don't know. This,
you know, when it comes to if you were to have, you know, to tear your knee up, the school pays for you to have surgery on that scholarship. That's a part of, I'm pretty sure this will be under that heading too. They'll do everything they can possible financially because you're now insured just like anybody else.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, not a student, but
I don't know all the rules.
A faculty and things like that.
The NCAA comes in as far as, you know, trying to raise money for him. Like if the radio station tried to raise a bunch of money
for
his bills, that would be, there'd be some. But the university, you know, I believe they can.
Yeah, if you had knee surgery from the university, they'd take care of that.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I don't have all the facts on that or details, but you would think, right, that they can at least. It happened.
But whatever
while he
they
here.
Can, they'll do it. Believe me.
Oh, for sure.
Every bit of it. So,
and he'll get great treatment, and he'll, you know, whether he's got to go down to Houston or not, where that's, you know, the premier you know, cancer fighters on the planet are not far down the road in Houston. All right, we'll come back. B&E on the horn. Tom Gimbel will jump in here with his top 10 picks for the weekend. Live music in Austin, Texas from the man in the know. Also, his thoughts, his Philadelphia Eagles are playing on the first game of Divisional Sunday.
Yeah, the player who had cancer that played at the University of Pittsburgh.
John Connor.
I think that was leukemia.
I think his was Hodgkin's too. That up.
Okay.
I'll look that up in the break. But yes, Tom Gimbel will be here. We'll pick, give you our reliable automotive, reliable pick of the night as well, which mine wasn't very reliable last night, that's for sure. Live music plus the picks of the weekend. It's B&E on the horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Tom Gimbel will join us here in a moment, coming up with his live music picks for the weekend in Austin, Texas. Thursday, weekend starts tonight. Tom will be off to the Grammy Awards later in the month. There's some consternation in the music industry, Buck, that they're having him in New York City this year. New York City. Very crowded. They're doing an MSG, I believe, Madison Square Garden, for the Grammy Awards.
Oh, really?
Music's biggest night, yeah.
Is that the first time there ever?
I think so. Tom was telling me last week that they're, you know, just a first world problem, but... You know, L.A., they had a perfect spot with a lot of space, and everyone knew where their parties were, and now it's New York. And
oh, they'll find the parties. Find their way around.
So I was looking it up during the break, talking to Andrew Jones and his bout with leukemia. Athletes with cancer, we've seen it a lot, right, more than we would want. The cancer is way too prominent and prevalent. But I couldn't find a leukemia. The closest, Mark Herzlich, the Boston College linebacker at the time, who's now playing with the New York Giants, he battled something called Ewing sarcoma, which is kind of a bone cancer. And leukemia is cancer of the blood and the bone marrow, depending on which type you have. But very few leukemias. We've seen Hodgkin's lymphoma way too often, but Mario Lemieux, Eric Berry of the Kansas City Chiefs, James Conner, the running back of the Pitt Panthers and now Pittsburgh Steelers, he battled with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your player at Boston College, the fullback. And also... among male athletes, testicular cancer. Obviously, our own Kevin Dunn battled testicular cancer when he was a teenager. Lance Armstrong and many, many more. But leukemia is rare. This is a rare one as far as I can find it. And Herzlich is the one. Herzlich is back playing with the Giants. So,
yes.
You know, we best cancer doctors in the world. Fight it, and we'll be, you know, root for Andrew all the way along the way. But certainly an emotional day on the 40 acres yesterday. And will continue to be, because this is an ongoing story now with Andrew
Jones.
Yeah,
this one won't go away for a while. You're hoping it'll go away as time goes on and as he heals. But for the players, they're teenagers. Most of them are still teenagers also. So when they go to see their friend and visit their friend, which I'm pretty sure they're going to do a lot, their mindset when they come back, it's every day will be different for them when they go see him. Because when they get an opportunity, you know they're going to want to go see him a lot. He probably has a roommate that's on this basketball team that he's lived with. So, as I said, they've known for a while. And it looked that way a little bit to me in the previous game, not last night.
Yeah, in Waco, we talked about
there's something about that game.
There was just kind of a disconnect going on, and that's obvious. I mean, your best friends, your buddies dealing with that, and you know it's not good.
And some of these things have taken – some of these things that have hurt people and it could possibly hurt you very seriously, teams have really battled for a long period of time and – overcome a lot of things. For this basketball team, they don't have many players. Their depth is not really real deep, and they're playing in a really tough conference.
Oh, man, there's no night off.
No, there's no nights off here.
No, and that's for everybody. I mean, even West Virginia coach Bob Huggins, number two in the country and undefeated right now, he knows a bad week, and you can drop three games in a hurry in this conference.
My goodness.
And, heck, that's TCU. As we mentioned, TCU's lost three games by 9 points, one in double overtime. Two of those games by a single point to Oklahoma and Texas.
That's right. Eric Berry's another one for Kansas City.
I mentioned him. No, Eric Berry's back and playing. And that was Hodgkin's as well. That was Hodgkin's lymphoma.
But when you talk leukemia, you're talking about some of those things have been, as time goes on, they can be fatal. I mean, I remember the late, great Ernie Davis, the Ernie Davis story.
Yeah.
When he had leukemia. That was, if you've never seen that story, that's an incredible story. But he battled and battled, and it's, as I said, it'll be a battle for Andrew, but that guy's got a young 19-year-old body that's in the best of shape, and the things that he'll go through, you pray that it's going to work out, and the shape that he's in is really important, and the positivity. I mean, that guy's been a positive guy. When I met him, like I said, I was kind of blown away, actually, by a short. It's just strange when you meet people, and when I was laying in the hospital, as my mom said, only the good die young or things like that. This guy is such a good kid, and meeting him for the very first time at the game, you know, at a pregame show, and him talking to you, you just looked at him, and there was this brightness about him, you know what I mean, this light that was on him, just talking to him, and the way he talked to you when you interviewed, and how interested he was in the words that you were saying. It was just not an interview talking to a young guy, because sometimes we've interviewed tons of young guys, and a lot of times they just want to get through with the interview. You know what I mean?
They're just doing it because they were asked to. Yeah, no. And that was at the pregame show in the North End Zone before one of the Texas games. And
what a nice young guy.
He came over to preview the basketball season. Yeah, no. Great. And that's what we're praying for.
And there's a guy who went and looked at where he could stand in the NBA. And I remember when it happened, we're going, what is he doing that for? Why would he do that? Come back, play another year. Well, now I understand, because after meeting him, that's an intelligent young guy that wanted to know where he stood.
I think they all should. I mean, I think we'd all advise our own kid to get as much information as
Absolutely.
You can in those spots. A couple of notes. This is Tom Landry and Bill Walsh died from leukemia or complications. This says Auburn alum here, Sean Coleman, was diagnosed with leukemia after signing with Auburn, received treatments, played offensive line, now plays for the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
So, good one. This says, guys, both Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are in the lymph system and thus are in the same family as leukemia. There are 35 different kinds of lymphoma, and many are very treatable with early diagnosis. So that's the good info we need as we move forward. Look who it is. Look who it is. He is Tom Gimble, our live music insider, the general manager of the Austin City Limits television show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well.
Was just saying that you're making your plans for a trip to New York City later in the month, right?
We will be there.
The Grammy Awards.
You know, Terry Lacona, the executive producer of Austin City Limits, is also a co-producer, along with Ken Ehrlich, of the Grammy Awards. So Terry is out.
Which, by the way, is a big job. You guys, there's two stages
job going.
There's all kinds of acts. You're a traveling show. You're moving stuff. They're doing like 20 shows on a night.
It's fascinating for me to be able to go there and get a little peek behind the scenes of what kind of production the Grammys is. And, you know, you see the rehearsals leading up to it. There's a lot of politics, as you can imagine. Everybody wants to be the opening, you know, the opening number is traditionally a very big slot, you know, and some of the artists who are coming to perform, they don't want to perform unless they're winning.
Oh,
you know, and how do you
winning?
You don't know if you're going to win. This is not, you know, a made for television event. This is a legitimate voting body. You know, NARIS, the National Recording Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. All the members vote on these different albums. It is a legitimate award.
They don't want to play and then lose.
Play
to win the game.
Just you come out, you play. You're there to support music and to support NARIS. And if you win, that's great. But yeah, there are certain superstar artists who might want to. Their managers are like, look, we're not showing up unless we win. We talked about it last year with the Eagles and their manager Irving Azoff. You know, they wouldn't tell him whether the Eagles had won or not. So he said the Eagles aren't going to come play the Grammys. This was back in the 70s, and they came back 30 years later, 40 years later to accept their award last year, which was kind of cool. But it's always a tremendous production. You know, I kind of looked at the numbers. I think we could do about 10 seasons of Austin City Limits for what one Grammy Awards is in terms of dollars for production.
Wow.
It is a huge, huge thing.
And that'll be in 2 weeks. It's the week between the championship games and the Super Bowl.
That's right.
The off week this time around in New York City.
Sunday in New York City in late January. How beautiful is that going to be?
Yeah, you're kind of bummed you're not going to L.A.
I know. L.A.'s perfect.
I've been out there the last couple of years, right?
For at least 15, 20 years, yeah.
Who foots the bill for all that? The artists don't foot the bill for the grant. What's the bill for that? Is there a specific group?
So CBS is the television sponsor. They pay a tremendous amount of money for the rights to be able to air the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
The labels do contribute some.
Oh, they do?
In terms of these big production budgets. You
right.
know, if you're going to, I mean, you've seen.
Cruise
like,
and all works.
When Beyonce
yeah,
comes
Katie
out
Perry's
there.
Doing
Katy Perry.
Music.
And,
right.
Waterfalls.
Know, yeah. There's
labels. So they got to pay a little something in there.
Labels participate. It's kind of a joint deal.
Yeah. Well, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Tom Gimble is here. I'm going to ask you about your Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Sunday in the first divisional playoff game. Bucky's Minnesota Vikings are playing. I'm on Drew Brees and the Saints, and we've got our ponies here. As we get into this, but let's get some folks some live music. Where do they want to go tonight if they want to get out and see some music in Austin? We always post these at our website at hornfm.com. It's Tom's best picks for the week and weekend. What are we doing tonight?
So, yeah, I'm going to post the full picks. There's so many good things going on, but just, you know, today, just pick some highlights. We'll do our top 10 of what's really cool and happening. First one is a guitarist named Eric Gales. He's out of Memphis. He is at Antone's tonight. People like Joe Bonamassa, people who can really play, think that this guy might be the best that there is.
Bucky loves Joe Bonamassa. Remember that commercial we were running?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Bonamassa.
I like that, Joe Bonamassa.
Now, Eric Gales is awesome. If you are a fan of guitar, you know, if you like seeing Eric Johnson and people like that who can really play, this guy can really play.
That's at Antone's.
Eric Gales at Antone's tonight. And then another one, Lost Coast. This is a new Austin band. They are a part of the Black Fret organization and one of those buzz bands that's getting a lot of attention around town. They're called Lost Coast, and they're going to be playing at Seaboys Heart and Soul. That's down on South Congress. If you haven't been there, it is a great place to see live music. Small club. Kind of feel like you're going back into the 70s when you
Seaboys, that was Trophies back in my day when I was at St. Edward's
it
Buck.
Was Trophies. Right
on, did you ever go to Trophies Buck on South Congress?
I did not.
Trophies? Come on, man.
Before that, it was Blue Bayou. Do you remember that?
Trophies was, that might have been the first place where I got like sick drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Maybe in, yes.
I was at Joe's Generic Bar back in the day.
Two blocks from college.
You got Trophies drunk.
Trophies drunk.
You got Trophies drunk. So it was called Blue Bayou
back in the day. It wasn't my fault. I was overserved.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
That's now Seaboys Heart and Soul.
I've heard that before.
But it was a Cajun place. I was in a band in college, and we'd play there. And we loved playing there because they'd feed you.
Oh,
you know, you're a college student playing in a band. Little crawfish etouffee after you play. Not a bad deal.
All right.
Another really good show Friday night at the Buzz Mill, Will Courtney and the Wild Bunch. Will Courtney, if you like Tom Petty and the Beach Boys and kind of like really well-written American rock and roll with a little country feel, Will Courtney is and the Wild Bunch is worth checking out. That's going to be Friday at the Buzz Mill. I had to recommend this one, Asleep at the Wheel, 6 p.m. show at the Broken Spoke. I'm always amazed that Ray Benson fits in the Broken Spoke.
If you've ever seen
the low ceilings in there,
he must have to wear his hat extra low that night.
Yeah, the ceilings are they're on top of you, and then you can do some two-step.
Right, I think it's like a 7-foot ceiling, and Ray is 6'10", and then
his head's probably
hat
pushing up the deal.
Yeah,
his hat at least. All right,
always a good show.
Classic.
Asleep at the Wheel, legendary Texas swing band at a legendary venue like the Broken Spoke. So that's a recommended show. Poi Dog Pondering and Abra Moore are at the 310 at ACL Live on Friday. If you lived in Austin in the 80s, you know Poi Dog Pondering and Abra Moore. It's. I saw a write-up, and it did strike me that it really is just, ACL Live is just a few feet from where Liberty Lunch used to be. You know, where Lambert's is now is right next door to where Liberty Lunch used to be. And Poi Dog Pondering in the 80s was one of those legendary Liberty Lunch bands. They'd sell it out, and it was a huge, huge show. So just a few feet from where they had their glory days, they're going to be playing again at ACL Live, the 310 Club downstairs. Poi Dog Pondering at Abra Moore on Friday. And then Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. Good, good performer, Josh Ritter. He's been around for a while as well.
And they'll be at the Moody Theater.
They are going to be at the Moody Theater. Little Josh Ritter here.
We'll go to the first time out with that, Josh Ritter. That's five of Tom's top 10 picks for the live music weekend. We'll post all of his suggestions at hornfm.com. Eric Gales and Los Coast tonight. Will Courtney and the Wild Bunch, Asleep at the Wheel, Poi Dog Pondering, and Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band on Friday, the first five of the 10. We'll get the other five on the other side. We'll also
I'll tell you why the Eagles are going to win.
Ooh.
After the break.
Need this.
Yes.
Need this. You need it as well. Coming right back, plus our pick for the night. Reliable automotive pick for your Thursday night. It's Beanie on the Horn. So Gomez and Delilah's back off the bus in your own hometown. So you didn't like, but then you probably won't like me now. But all right, coming back, Tom Gimble is here with your live music picks. Tom's top 10 for the weekend and the upcoming week. That is number 5 on the countdown, I would imagine. Alejandro Escovedo and his band, they're playing on Saturday, Tom.
They are. You know, Alejandro lives in Dallas now, but I think we still, the Austin music community still claims Alejandro as our own. He's a treasure. And his band is going to be at ACL Live at the Moody Theater on Saturday night, which is one of my recommended shows for the week. Another one on Saturday down at Seaboys Heart and Soul, Mike Flanagan Trio, great blues, and they're joined by the legendary Jimmy Vaughn on guitar. You can't do much better than that.
At the old trophies?
At the old trophies.
Mike Flanagan's trio with Jimmy Vaughn in that place, that's awesome.
With the ghosts of a drunk Aaron Hogan haunting the rafters, you know.
I think what ended up happening there, we were going to a St. Edward's volleyball game, and we went there ahead of the game and pre-party, and then went to the volleyball game, and then the real bad happened later.
But yeah, you came back once you came back to the post-party.
I think I almost ran onto the volleyball floor at one point.
What?
You know, you're being a knucklehead fan. It was like St. Ed's against like Incarnate Word, like the big rival.
Come on, elaborate here.
We don't get to hear these.
Dude, that's a big game.
Tailgating for volleyball.
It's a big game.
Hey, volleyball was a big deal.
Women's volleyball, right?
This is a thing.
Wow. Yeah, man.
You've
been in college, right?
For sure.
You sit ground level in a volleyball game.
Any excuse to drink. Yeah, we'll tailgate a volleyball game.
They dragged me out there.
Nice.
But that was trophies. Now it's Seaboys Heart and Soul. And Mike Flanagan and his trio will be there
with
Jimmy Vaughn Saturday night.
And we'll stay right there with Seaboys, another one of our recommended shows. If you've never been to Chicken Bleep Bingo on a Sunday afternoon at Seaboys with Dale Watson, that is a heck of a time. Good way to spend your Sunday. And that's 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, Seaboys Heart and Soul. Cool band out of Canada called Destroyer. They are going to be playing at Mohawk on Monday night, and that is a recommended show and kind of rounds out our top 10. So some good ones early: Eric Gales tonight, Lost Coast at Seaboys, Will Courtney and the Wild Bunch, Asleep at the Wheel, Poi Dog Pondering, Josh Ritter on Friday, Mike Flanagan Trio and Alejandro Escovedo on Saturday, Dale Watson and Chicken Bleep Bingo on Sunday, and Destroyer on Monday.
So when you
top 10 shows.
Those are great, and all of these picks from Thursday through next week will be posted at hornfm.com, Tom's picks for the week. Tom's thumbs up, as someone said we should do. Hey, Buck, did you you can go out to the Chicken Crab Bingo, and you can gamble, you and your cousin.
That's up on Burnett Road, right?
No, it's on South Congress.
South Congress.
It's at the old trophies now.
The old trophies?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you can make some wagers. Game will be on probably somewhere.
Yeah.
And
got a couple TVs
on
going.
The chickens.
You can get some side bets.
Wow.
Get some side bets.
I haven't got to that point yet.
Come on.
Some props, some exotics.
Before I get to that part, I've got to get to cockfighting first. You know what I mean? Once you and I get over to a good cockfight.
That's illegal.
Oh,
this is,
really?
This is legal fun in Austin, Texas.
I don't want to be running through the woods when the cops show up with you.
I mean,
let's find the car.
Let me just say this. If I were just a little bit younger, and I could jump the fences and do all those cool things and jump into backyards and stuff, I would bet I would go to a good cockfight and be a part of people just scattering and taking off. I mean, what can they really do? What can they do?
Well, they get to jail.
They can, you just have to be faster than the slowest
That's
one.
That's what I'm thinking. If I could just trip up somebody, be faster than the slowest one. Man.
And you're away.
All right. Tom tells you about a big event they have, Austin City Limits is putting together with the city of Austin. I just got a note that Trey and BK coming up after us in the noon hour. They're going to talk to Malik Jefferson.
Oh, cool.
Malik Jefferson will be on with those guys.
There you go.
So very cool. Done at Texas, off to the NFL. Malik Jefferson on the station in the noon hour today. So make an appointment for that. And remember, tomorrow on this show, 7:10, Chris Del Conte, new athletic director, will be with us to talk about the season ticket package. And ticket packages rolled out today that will include, how about this, Tom? A contiguous student section next to the band on the lower level.
Finally.
Southeast side. It'll be all students that have patches of students all over right one place from about midfield to the east side.
Yeah, I don't like that end zone student section.
Nope. So, give them credit. Mike Perrin's been working on this. They announced it today. We'll see.
Love that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And as we said, that's the camera. You produce a TV show.
Yeah.
If the camera is on the west side that points east, and if there are no students there, that's going to be hard to hide. So the students better come.
Yeah, at 11 a.m. in the morning, when that thing has to Or you get some fill-ins before, you know what I mean? And then just rouse them out of there.
Do like the award shows do. Just have fill-ins.
Oh, yeah. Just start letting people in.
Seat fillers. Sorry, you have to go now. The students have arrived.
Yeah, the students really have arrived.
Now you have to go sit back up top.
It's halftime. They're here now. You have to leave.
That's right. Sorry, sir.
All right. So what do we have with big event you guys have?
Big event coming up. I just want everybody to hold this on their calendars. On January 22nd, which is Daniel Johnston's birthday, it is going to be the first annual Hi, How Are You Day in Austin. Daniel Johnston, an artist who I've worked with for many years, created the iconic mural, the Hi, How Are You mural. And this day is going to be a day for everybody to check in on one another. Real easy. You say, hi, how are you? And you make sure that your brother, your friend, your neighbor, your coworker is doing all right. It's about mental wellness awareness and making sure that everybody is doing well. There are resources available. Sims is our partner in this event. Courtney and I are co-founders, along with the Johnston family, of the Hi, How Are You Foundation. And we just want people to hold that date, January 22nd. I'll announce the music lineup next week. There's an art show.
It's in the evening, right?
It's in the evening at Mohawk. Tickets are available. You can go to the Mohawk website, check out the lineup. It's awesome. Moving Panoramas is going to headline. Will Courtney, some great artists. So check that out.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Hi, How, that's the 22nd. And
22nd.
You said the mayor's getting behind it.
Mayor's getting behind it. Sims is behind it.
Cool.
Everybody. It's going to be cool.
All right. Well, we'll hear more about that next Thursday with Tom. All right. So tell us, Tom, why are your Philadelphia Eagles going to beat the Atlanta Falcons?
Now, we know
Saturday.
We don't have Carson Wentz. Nick Foles, our Westlake quarterback, is going to play well. But the reason that they're going to win is there's not a big gap of talent with NFL teams, right?
I mean, no.
Any given Sunday,
they're all
right?
pros and they're
right.
all good.
When you are close and you are the number one seed in the playoffs, there's Malcolm Jenkins, Brent Celek, several players who have been there, Chris Long, who have done it. They're letting people know you don't get the number one seed in the playoffs every year. This is not something that is you're guaranteed to get back to when Carson Wentz is healthy. Now is your time. I think when professional athletes come together and actually decide to really play, they just give it the little extra.
You mean like they've been doing for the Minnesota Vikings with their quarterback the whole year?
Just when you give that little extra and you care, these guys are so talented, you know, even with Nick Foles,
it's
whatever.
It's a full team.
A great team.
I think the three-point line, I know Atlanta's favored. And that to me, that's about right. I mean, because home field goes to the Eagles, that's three. I think, you know, the week off helps a lot to rest and extra prepare. But Atlanta comes in hot. And Atlanta comes in with the better quarterback, who was
and
the
MVP of
the league.
And they've been there before. That's why, I mean, the bettors understand Atlanta was just there last year, and that a team that you thought was just going to disappear is back again.
Still
playing
very
their best.
Explosive.
Yeah. I'm going all the way on this one, too, at Philadelphia.
So next Thursday when we come in here, and Tom is here giving you his top 10 picks, it could be your Eagles against his Vikings.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so. It'll be a great, great game. I think when you've got a locker room together – In the NFL, there's something about that, and I think right now that's a together locker room in Philadelphia.
And what a crowd are they going to have in Philly?
It's going to be a good game.
And somebody asked if you, because everyone says you sound like Tom Brady, could you give us a little breakdown of the Titans defense on Sunday or Saturday night?
I don't know the Titans defense.
Tell us a little about Giselle and her
balls,
defense.
These
you know
balls
what I'm
are perfect. You know, these balls are perfect.
They are perfect.
I know. Perfect.
Are you really mad at Belichick? Are y'all like fighting?
No, we're fine. Belichick's perfect. The balls are perfect.
Giselle
is perfect.
Perfect.
My owner's perfect.
My life is perfect.
My owner's perfect.
I've got the best life in the world.
How about your Uggs?
My Uggs are perfect.
All right, Buck, thanks. Tom, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. We'll post up those picks right there at the website so you can get out and get some live music in tonight and all through next week. Thank you, Adam Wagner, for running the last hour. So, BK, get ready for the midday show. Remember, Malik Jefferson coming up on the midday show in the noon hour, full day here on a Thursday. All the way to Longhorn Weekly tonight with Texas head coach Shaka Smart at 7 o'clock after Chad and Kevin. Buck, thanks a lot. Thanks for the Buck-ons and Buck-offs today. Appreciate everyone who was a part of it. And every hour of this show, remember, podcast at our website at hornfm.com.